I want to speak about online presence.
Well, you're the man for that.
Yeah, so what has that played a factor in terms of if you were to start a business, where how much attention should you be putting onto that? From you have a phenomenal website, very well done.
Wonder who
Whoever
made
did that.
it. Yeah, so let
Oh
me
yeah,
say
who made that?
a little funny story.
Yeah.
Josh, when did you contact me about the
I got
website?
fucking no idea. No. It was built August, so probably May. May?
So Josh texted me
April?
May of
May?
May. No, it
May?
was later. It was
May?
like, I think it was like midsummer of 2023,
Yes. Okay, June.
and he
Yeah,
was
I'm
like,
sorry. Yeah, why? Yeah, June. June.
and he was like, "Yo, like, do you want a website?" And I'm like, "I need a website, like, for what? Like, dude, are you serious? Like, come on, it's a waste of money." And then he was like, "Let me make you it." He made it. You know, obviously, I was a little
We had pains and gains.
It was a
We
pain in
both
the ass.
did. We both did.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I paid the man for his time. You know, no one works for free nowadays. Not how things work. That's the one thing you gotta like. You can't let people work for pennies. Like, you gotta pay people for their time. I see a lot of people who like will use others. I could easily have used you and be like, yeah, I'm not paying you shit. But like, you know, I'm in those shoes. I'm working my ass off. I'm gonna pay the person. They're gonna pay me. I'm gonna pay the person
If
too.
you want to get respect from other people, you
That's
also
the
have
number
to
one thing.
give respect.
Having people's respect goes such a long way,
Yeah.
because that's how you build relationships. So, anyways, after a long, you know, a long story of trying to build this
Grueling,
website, we built it. And I honestly, Josh is one of the biggest reasons
yeah.
as to why my
We're
business.
not gonna go here,
I'm
but
just saying,
thank
one of the biggest reasons why my business, you know, got to where it was because having an online presence is huge. And actually, a lot of people, you know, at my college, I'm part of this club called the Success Network. Shout out to that, Penn State Abington. We had a lot of speakers come in, and they told us like having an online social media presence is huge. Making content, staying in front of the person's face. Roman Sharf actually said that. I remember. It stuck with me because now I try to do that. Making content, making the viewer have like a indirect but like kind of direct relationship
Right.
with your business, with your brand, because then they're not gonna pick anybody but you. You know what I mean? Like I have. I literally know who's gonna like my video, my picture every single day because it's like a select amount of people that always like it. I know those people. If they need a detail, they will come to me because they only engage with my detailing account.
So you almost select them in a way?
Not select them, but it's like I just know it. I see the same names every post. Obviously, I get new ones like,
Yeah.
depending on what I post, the algorithm or whatever. But like the point is, like I know who I'm staying in front of. That's the point.
Okay.
So once again, and then Josh would constantly come to with new opportunities. Like, hey, you know, how about we try Instagram ads? How about we try Facebook ads? How about we try Google ads? How about we try SEO? You know, I remember he told me, let's make a Google profile and let's you know, start getting reviews.
Google My Business,
Google My Business. It's just like this is the biggest thing in my opinion. Having a Google presence is everything for any business. And you know, I remember I was probably like 100 cards deep when you came to me, and I remember I reached out to like. It was like 50 people. I reached out to the people that I thought I did a good job on at the time. I'm like, hey, can you leave me a review? Because look, in the beginning, I look back at my old pictures now, and there's like a good amount of cars I look at, and I cringe. I just see shit that I would have never missed now, like not a
Right.
million years. But once again, I got all 5-star reviews. I told people, hey, like leave me a review, please. I'd appreciate it. And now it's like, depending on the area I'm in, you look up detailing near me, and like. I'm first, or I might be second, or it just depends, algorithm.
Various, yeah.
But once again, I remember I'd make the same boring post on Instagram, like, hey, full detail on a Tesla, full detail on this. And then I was like, you know what, let's make something funny. Let's engage with the viewers. Let's, you know, get some views. And then maybe let's do a collab. But there's a couple car guys around here. I remember this one guy with an M5. I was like, yo, like you have a huge account. I'll wash your car. I won't charge you. Let me get a video of you drifting. That's all I need from you. Took a video of him drifting. I took a video of the inside of the car. Nice little reel. I collab with him. That video got like 3,000 likes. It's the most I've ever gotten on anything.
Right.
It's amazing promo. And then he posted a separate picture just saying, got my car detailed by Boss Auto Detail and Wash. Like, this is amazing. And I got like, I remember at one point, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, my profile, I have like 350 followers on my account. And they're all organic. I haven't bought anything. This is in 1 year. It was 35,000 people that have engaged with me in 30 days. Like, that's insane to me. 35,000. I wish they all followed me. But the point is, like, that's what really builds, like, a reputation online because you know, I am of more of a community-based business. You know, I'm not going to go and travel to, like, across the country unless, like, Drake called me. Then I'd pay for my own ticket and go and do it for free and take him out to dinner.
Yeah, but, you know how big fan of you are.
Anyone big, it's different. But, like, no one's going to call you from, like, New York, like, hey, I need a detail. Actually, happened once to me. But, you know, like, just having a social media presence just gets you a long way. Because if somebody's going to look up my account from this area and they're going to see I have 300 posts of straight cars, you know, good reels, a good presence on social media, and I have a good following, you know, I get a good organic amount of likes, they're going to be like, this guy might be good. They go look at me on Google. They see, like, you know, 100 five-star reviews. They call me. We lock it in. And that's it. They're not going to question it, you know. You can, like, you know when to trust a business, when to trust a product. You go on Amazon, you know, say you're going to buy, I don't know, like, what's something like about Amazon? That's, like, random.
Necklace.
Say a necklace or, like, a lamp. Okay, say a lamp, for example. I'm going to buy the lamp that has 4.8 stars with 30,000 reviews. I'm not going to buy the lamp with, like, 4.9 stars with, like, 20 reviews. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The more... Obviously, it's a broad...
I'll put it in a different perspective because, you know, this is what I do. So, it's the idea of having credibility behind your business.
Of course.
Which you kind of covered. But it's the idea is social media was never to gain you clients.
Yeah.
It's a long-term type of idea, which is just... putting your fucking business out there, letting people know. That's the number one reason business fails, is they don't know what you provide.
Of course.
And that's literally it. So for someone, right, hey, check out my website, or for you, check out my Instagram, check out my work. They see the type of shit you do. They're 10 times more inclined to fucking do it rather than just someone else calls, I just do detailing. Okay, can I see your work? I don't really have any.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck... just having a presence. And those people, you said the 35,000 that engage, they don't follow you, but they know you're out there.
Of course. And they see me.
They may not recognize your name right away, but they see your content again.
It could be 35,000 leads.
Exactly. You never fucking know.
Dude, it's crazy, like, what you were saying about the online presence. Yeah. I think that shit is so important, especially if you're trying to make an impact with any business, etc. Like, Alex Hormozi, Iman Gaji, not Andrew Tate, because he's fucking banned, right? But yeah. All these people...
Really?
Yeah, he's, like, probably banned. But he's, like, other bot accounts or whatever. But, for example, like, their presence is, like, online. Like, they have a personal brand.
Of course.
And...
they sell themselves.
Exactly. They sell themselves. And I feel like that's so important. That's why I encourage, like, all these guys, like, to start, like, going out on Instagram or YouTube or whatever to kind of put your face out there. Because we all want to make an impact here.
Of course.
And I think it's a great thing that, like, you already put... your business, like, on social media as well, like your Instagram. Like, I think I've seen it before.
Of course,
yeah. And stuff. And, like, I think it's so, like, we had Adam Fisher on before.
Yeah.
He's like his own, like, little personal brand.
Yeah, shout out to him.
I see
a lot of his posts.
And all he has to do is, like, just, like, make a video that he likes to make, even if it's, like, not even a business. Even if he's just, like, documenting his journey, even if it's, like, anything, like, oh, like, I like doing this or I like doing that. It's like building an online presence if you want to make an impact is so important.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. It builds trust, you know, like I said, like when you sell yourself and people just understand what you're selling and you build that like indirect relationship, people will just feel more comfortable coming to you than the guy who's not posting anything. And
like, you can tell if someone doesn't give a shit about you and their content.
Of course.
Like, I've seen those, like, those people that are just like put so much like edited shit. They do things to make you like hooked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, sometimes, like, you have to do that in some ways, but they overdo it. Like, you can tell if someone's acting authentic or inauthentic.
You can tell.
Those types
the
of
more,
ways.
I think the more that goes into something, the less authentic it is, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then you're trying to, like, really just prove that, like, you got it. Like, proving that you got it, like, there's no need to prove anything. Like, who are you proving to? Especially, like, people our age. Like, you can't prove you got it at this age because you don't have it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very nice on the ego to know that, like, you know, I was able to build a business, but I'm not even like 5% or anywhere close to where I want to be. It's, once again, like, it's nice for the ego, but I mean, I don't got it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not cocky.
You're only lying to yourself when you do that.
You are, like, you're just trying to fill a gap in your, like, in your inside. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, you, like, all these guys that came to those events. And we asked them, have you had your I made it moment? Not one of them have ever said yes. Like, they don't even think they got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to them, families, they got it. They have kids. They have, you know, a beautiful wife. You know, obviously, I'm sure, like, they kind of stretch it. I'm sure they feel successful in their careers. But like once again, like people our age who are just, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Because of how social media is, like you want to put yourself out there and make everybody else believe
and people,
you got it.
And people got
that's why
misled.
These guy followers and stuff. And, it's more than ever. They get that verification.
But
logo
they're smart.
Too.
They're smart because they know how to sell something. You know, like people who just, for example, people who say they sell a course. They're not really selling a course. They're just selling something to you, and they're showing you it has value. It probably doesn't have value because you could probably find it anywhere online, but they're good at selling it. So if you know how to sell, like, ultimately, if you're not misleading people and you can sell something like that, you're just a good salesman. That's all it is. You know, I could sell you a course, but if I'm telling you everything about the course and it's your choice to buy it and you want to pay my price, that's on you. You know what I mean? Like, that's like
as long as you're honest and you really tell them how it is.
I think it's also if you...